Hi, Brad.
Hey, Brian. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning to you, too.
Well, it's actually afternoon here. How do we communicate that? It's afternoon here and morning there. So, good afternoon or...
Have a good day.
Yeah, okay.
Let's just
anyway,
leave it at
nice hearing
day.
Your voice. I assume that we're going to record something. That's generally the reason you call me on a Sunday.
Sure. Yeah, what is Jesus teaching me today? Suspend all judgment until you see as a child sees. Wow, that's
ooh,
a challenging
that one.
Request. Yeah, I find myself judging on a daily, moment, second, minute-by-minute basis, constantly judging, and it's part of the human experience. So, wow, suspending that?
Yeah, that was, if you recall some of the things I went through, well, you must, Vince, you want to talk about it, I went through while writing that, it just blew me away to the degree that I'm trapped and caught in that human frailty of cognitive reasoning, you know, judging.
Yeah. Seeing as a child sees is, it's almost like saying, please erase everything that I've learned past the age of 4 or 3 or 2 or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, first 5 or 6 years, they say.
Yeah, I think they say up to 7 years, and then the gatekeeper arrives and judgment sets in. And
when we think we know everything. Or worse yet, it's when we think we're required to know. You know, the freeing thing for me started when, and I've shared this over and over, but I just want to say it again because it clarifies for me what I'm talking about. When I say I don't know squat, what that announces to me is that there is a far greater intelligence available to me than whatever I've got stored in this mind. And when we get to that, it's so freeing because it doesn't mean that I don't know squat, because what it does mean is I know the creator of all thoughts and every thought that's ever been broadcast and has continued to be broadcast. And we can all access that. And, you know, that gets to our, you know, what now process that you and I have fallen in love with. And, you know, and then we keep picking up on truth, you know. I came across something that I had written down a long time ago. I copied it from somebody else. I can't even tell you where I got, but I just came across it this morning, and I thought, holy mackerel. And it's this. Those who know the truth learn to love it. Those who love the truth learn to live it.
Well,
isn't that an exciting statement?
Yeah.
And
so it's more
about
the pursuit of truth as opposed to the knowledge of truth.
Yeah, exactly. And the pursuit of truth, or, you know, the pursuit of God, you know, my old thing about the faith of Enoch is, you know, people, and I jump on it because people have a tendency to, to intone at funerals that, well, God took him. That's really inappropriate because the at least for me, because the only place I've ever seen those exact words were related to Enoch. And God took Enoch, and because he took him, Enoch never experienced death, physical death, and therefore, to say when somebody dies or experiences physical death, God took them, is a sop. You know, it just makes us feel good. But wait a minute. Jesus came along and preached an entirely different message, that death was, you know, is eliminated. There is no such thing as death. But you have to get to that place. And what God rewards, according to the passage I love, God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek after him. That reward is no death. It's an amazing thing. So anyway, I'm sorry I got off on that, but
boy, yeah, you went far down that trail. Come on back, Brad.
You're going to have to draw me back in. Who's doing the interviewing here?
Well, some guy. He's in the background. I'm not exactly sure what he's doing. Anyway.
Oh, okay. So
to get to that place of what now? You know, you and I talk about it a lot. Where we pause and go, okay, I don't know squat, and what now? And we're faced with these situations, and we practice that. It's a practice of ours, and a practice that, you know, comes and goes depending on the level of frustration or tension in the situation and circumstances that we're under. And I find that the more I am struggling, the more often I'll reach for that tool, what now? But, you know, there's something else in your article that that sets the stage for what now, and that is leapfrog. And without a leapfrog experience, I don't see how anybody can ask that question, what now? Because asking the question assumes that you expect an answer.
Yes,
and we do. And I'm going to suggest that without having a leapfrog experience over top of your Bible teaching, your meditation teaching, your whatever doctrine or belief system that you've adopted, without leaping over that, you're not expecting an answer.
That's why your contribution over the phone several days ago was so powerful, as I began to really absorb that, because I've called the leapfrog experience. In fact, I made it a corrective to what you just said, which is the truth. You know, each person has to get beyond their own judgment, their own conclusions, their own doctrine, whatever it's based on, you know, including past experiences. You know, what's exciting, you know, eternal life is now. You know, that's the meaning of that term in the original language. It means now, right now, no beginning, no ending. And we can't get there if we're continually going backwards in memories and stuff and wanting to hold desperately on to some opinion that seems so wonderful, or even to an experience, because God is now. Spirit is now. And the reason what now is so exciting about it is it pulls us out of those judgments and conclusions and brings us to the present, right now.
Right. Right. Yeah, and the what now gets you away from eating, like you put in the article, baby food.
Yeah, wow. I thought, wow, holy mackerel with that one, huh?
Yeah.
And then the, you know, the thing that we both picked up on is how does it get any better than this? whether we're in the depths of momentary despair or whether we're excited, it's become a mantra. How does it get any better than this? Because, as you pointed out, it always does, because Spirit is in charge. The Source is in charge. When we go to the Source. But to say, you know, God or Source or the universe is in charge and ignore the huge amount of treasure that's available to us is ridiculous, because God is only in charge when we become cognizant that we need God. What now?
Yeah.
Does that make any sense to you? Makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. I get it, because I live that experience. I'm not sure that our all of our audience does. And I was very pleased this week to get an email from one of our readers and listeners to saying that they had followed the instructions that you gave in a previous article, and they went in and they asked and they expected to get an answer and they got an answer.
Yeah, well, that was an exciting email.
Fantastic. Yeah, woohoo!
I'm not sure he didn't think he was partially speaking tongue-in-cheek, but, you know, even so, in humor, it's still the same thing. It's getting past. It's just like somebody telling me how their knuckles got all bloody from knocking on a tree trunk in the forest. You know, that knocking and demanding stuff. And fine, I'm glad you got bloody. You know, and however you want to look at it doesn't make any difference, because once you break through into that desperation, that's that whole thing of God rewards those who diligently seek after him. That is the faith. And what is the faith? You know, the faith is getting closer and closer and closer to God, because that's what you want. And call it what you want, the universe, spirit. But it's that pursuit of that which is beyond you. And some people recognize very clearly that that resides in them. And that's fine. I'm not arguing with that. That's okay. You know, for me, I look inside me and often I see, empty. I say, wait a minute. I want you. I want more of you. I want more faith. I want what you have. And people say, well, wait a minute. That just lets you know that you don't have any. Hogwash. You know, that begins the whole thing. I tap into that stream of thought, that stream of power, that stream of spirit. You know, people say, oh, how do you heal people? I don't heal people. That's the point. But people get healed because I bring them to that same point of awareness. And I just know how to get into that venue. And, you know, so why say I know anything and then want to argue with me? You can go ahead and argue, because I'll tell you, I don't know squat. What now? I'm going off. I'm sorry. I'm kind of excited this afternoon morning.
Well, hopefully that our listeners will get excited when they hear what you have to say as well.
Well, you mean it's made any sense so they can get it?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what kind of feedback we get.
Let's hope we get more email. We love email, folks. We always respond and tell people thank you, because it is encouraging.
Yeah, and so the encouragement is now go out and get your own leapfrog experience. Go
exactly
an answer.
Yes, and it will come.
It will come, and so that in itself is faith, isn't it?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, buddy. Well, thanks for your time today.
We're through already. Hey, thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing how my jumbled up thoughts come across.
Okay.
Hey, I love you.
Okay. Talk to you next time. Bye.
Hey, bye-bye.